In Japan, nerds have become an economic force to be reckoned with. Obsessive fans of comic books, computer games, action figures, and cartoons are contributing billions to the economy and growing more and more accepted by society. Women are getting involved, too. But as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, the wave of geek chic may have some big social implications for Japan.
The crash and ping of computer combat echoes round a cavernous hall as the lucky few do battle. Hundreds more are lining up to be the first to try these newly released games. For the fans here at Tokyo Game Show, computer gaming is not so much a hobby as a way of life. A religion, almost. Offering a ready-made community and, in some cases, a new identity.
Capcom っていう会社の戦国バサラ2っていう、あ、1か。戦国バサラっていうゲームの。 24-year-old
Kai reels off her affiliation. Sengoku Basara is her favourite computer game. An office worker by day, she spends her weekends dressed up as a 16th century samurai, Chosokabe Motochika. Her chest is bound flat. She wears a grey wig, armoured cuffs, high black boots, a red satin jacket, and a red eye patch over one eye. She's surrounded by other women, all dressed as computer game versions of samurai. I don't want to be a man, she assures me. I just like cosplay, short for costume play.
Yes, I'm a nerd. This is Japan's new culture. To me, it's just one of the ways of showing your creativity.
She's part of a new Japanese tribe, the otaku, or nerd. Once this was an insult, but now Japan's nerds are out and proud. Almost 200,000 people have trekked out to a suburban convention centre on their annual pilgrimage to the game show. Many are dressed in elaborate hand-sewn costumes. All devote time and money to their passion.
We estimate the otaku market is about $4 billion in 2004.
Ai Ohara from Nomura Research Institute, which has studied the otaku phenomenon. And the Tokyo district of Akihabara is proof of geek spending power. Here, theme songs from computer games waft out of shops, piled high with technological equipment and gadgets, in an exuberant celebration of geekdom. Indeed, Japan's nerds, with their exacting demands, are driving consumer trends.
Enterprises or the industries are like watching the web chat by otakus and stuff, and they try to create new products and listen to their demands and stuff.
This film, Train Man, made geekdom hot, even unleashing a craze for windbreakers and thick spectacles. The movie starts with a chance sighting on a train between a typical nerd and his dream woman. This encounter eventually spawns a first tongue-tied phone conversation and a budding romance. Each step is avidly followed by friends online, and eventually the geek gets the girl. But celluloid fantasies aside, some extreme Japanese nerds are so lost within their own worlds, they simply can't communicate with the opposite sex. And so another innovation to serve the geeks was born, the Maid Cafe. As the door to the Mailish Cafe swings open, women in French maids' costumes curtsy. They greet male customers, "Hello, master." Here, men live out their fantasies, being waited on hand and foot by maids whose costumes come straight out of erotic comic books. This fantasy world has been taken one step further, with cartoon pictures of each of the real-life waitresses lining the walls. Real-life Sayaka has a demure smile, a short black skirt, and a subservient bow, while her cartoon version clutches a pink toy rabbit. She's worked here for more than 3 years. She, too, is a cosplayer, and that's why she enjoys this job.
I would describe my hobbies as fantasy, as I want to be something which I'm not. As for this cafe, it's 70% reality and 30% fantasy.
She admits that her parents don't understand and that they've given up on her. And her decision to devote herself to her fantasy world of cosplay and a kind of perpetual adolescence is a conscious rejection of her parents' lifestyle. There's a dark subtext, too. The dysfunctional gender politics of Japan's nerds and the predilection for buying subservience at maid and butler cafes. Geeks may now be chic in this otaku nation, but their alienation from traditional norms speaks of social upheavals ahead. Louisa Lim, NPR News.